Kilman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's got a huge song, Amabot Lela. It's dominating online. It's dominating on traditional radio. It's doing really, really well. The video is so cool. You worked with director Kit, who I'm a huge fan of. She just does the most phenomenal work.
Yeah.
How would you introduce yourself, dude?
So, Usanele, I mean, I've been around, but I guess I've been a part of Boys and Bucks, or I am a part of Boys and Bucks. So there was kind of like that wave and that movement. This is me like breaking out into my own as an artist.
It's just been such an unbelievably successful collective that.
Yeah.
And looking at the model, it's been one of kind of camaraderie, and everybody pushes each other at the right time.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's just brilliant strategy in terms of who needs to do this at this amount, this time, and everybody jumps on board and gets behind what they're doing. But this really, I guess, is your time to kind of step into the limelight a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, it's kind of great what everybody has achieved as a collective. It's great what everybody's doing right now on an individual basis. And I guess for me, I'm just stepping into this now. It's like a first, even though it's kind of happened before as a collective. So it's really cool.
Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Durban, actually.
Durbs, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think it's had a major impact in you? How long were you there for?
My whole life, basically.
Okay.
I've been in Joburg since, I guess it's like 10 years, since 2006, yeah.
Yeah. And growing up in Durban, your take on it? Do you have a take on it?
I think the one thing I kind of experienced with growing up from Durban and being here is that in Durban, you either speak isiZulu or English. You either black or white or colored or Indian. Whereas moving to Joburg, it's like, it just feels like it's more of what South Africa really is, in the sense that you get someone who speaks isiXhosa, Sepedi, Sotho, Tswana. Even for me, being black, or, you know, black male, moving to Johannesburg, that was kind of like a shock, being exposed to all of that. So I guess Durban is really cool, it's really chilled, but being in Joburg's like really diverse, and it feels like you're really a part of
the country. It's a melting pot.
Yeah.
And it kind of sets the tone. I mean, and I don't know if it really does, but it does seem to feel like it sets the tone for a hell of a lot of what the rest of the country sees, specifically in a media space.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that do amazing jobs of, you know, staying where they are, staying in Durban and doing what they do and getting it out to the rest of the country, but a lot of the hub and the energy is in Joburg. Only child, siblings?
I have a brother.
A brother? Yeah. Older, younger?
Older.
Okay, and what's he turned out to be?
Well, he's also a part of Boys and Bucks.
Oh, rock star.
Yeah, DJ Spizey, Zamani, that's my older brother. So he produces music.
So the two of you as kids, like, you must have been an interesting duo.
Yeah.
Like, super creative or not? Like, what did you do in the
creative
afternoons?
Very creative. So my brother's the one that actually taught me most of the things that I know and do, in the sense he taught me how to draw when I was really young, and he was really, really good at it. I've looked up to him most of my life, you know. He's always been pushing me, even when I was doing sports. So I used to do athletics in school. He was the one pushing me. Music, he's been the one pushing me. So a bit of context for those who don't know who he is. If you know of Dirty Paraffin, OK Malum Kuket, and the other guy, that's my brother.
Cool.
Yeah, so he's a producer and a DJ.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting how you mentioned drawing. It seems like a lot of creatives, when they're kids, although they may go into like acting or movies or advertising or music, it seems to start with drawing as being a major creative outlet.
Yeah.
Do you still draw?
I try. I think I suck now.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was a lot easier to not be honest with yourself about drawing, because you could take crayons and you could be like, oh, he has a stick man and he has a this and he has a that. But it's great because it's just an easy way to express one's creativity as a kid, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever look at the world now and think, you know, how it would have been different for you as a kid? I mean, you look at how you can make a hit single on a computer now, or how you can shoot a movie on your phone. Like, would you have wanted to grow up in this technologically advanced age? Do you think it would have helped your creativity? I mean, if you were six and you had access to GarageBand, and you could make music, do you think it would have been a different trajectory? Like, what do you think of kids now as you see them just, I don't know, making hit songs at 17?
I think it's amazing, man. I think
it's cool,
growing up now is really cool. You know, you have so many tools and resources at your disposal. Like, growing up, I mean, when was the first time I touched a computer? It was probably in primary school, and it wasn't even mine. I had this white friend, his name was Dylan. He had a computer, we used to play games on it.
And those computers could do very little.
Yeah,
what were the games like? Solitaire.
There was this one called Skate or Die that I used to play. Yeah,
one could spend hours on that. Jeez, it's amazing in retrospect.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, man. I'd love to grow up now. I'd love to be a kid now. You know, information is so easy to come by.
Yeah.
You can spread a message. You can share an idea so much quicker and so much further now than you could before.
Let's zoom in on that. Let's talk about spreading a message and spreading an idea. What is the message or the idea that you want to spread with your art? I mean, is there a social message? What's the vibe?
I mean, there is an underlying message or an agenda or what I aspire towards and what I'm trying to achieve. And that's mostly that, you know, you need to be yourself, be true to yourself. And I think with that, like, identity is very important.
Mm.
So the underlying message in the music and everything that we do is that it's like great to be an individual. It's great to be South African. It's great to be yourself. Like, I think if you look at us as a collective, if you look at me individually, you'll sort of see this in the sense that a lot of artists try to mimic what's going on abroad. They try and do the same type of videos and the same type of music. If you look at our collective specifically, you'll see a lot of guys are speaking about stories and concepts and ideas that are very local and very authentically South African. And I guess that's the main thing. You know, we're trying to push the South African identity, and that it's really cool to be yourself.
This is the thing, is that we are figuring out, and I mean, you know, the SABC go and put 90% local, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because it's about expressing a South African context and a South African narrative. And it must be pretty cool for you to feel like you are playing a role in all of that, right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
And playing some sort of part, and you know, using your art to impact the world in a different way. Of course, some people are just going to say, yo, that's a cool tune, and they're not going to know the underlying message, which is okay too, right?
Yeah, that's cool. Just listen to it.
As someone said, something's going on in the parking lot there. I think they were just very excited to see you. Talk to me for a second about your creative process. How long does it take to put a song together? How do you know when it's ready? How do you make a video? How do you approach the blank canvas and turn it into something?
Man, it's I don't have like a specific process. I'm kind of all over the show. Like, I think I suffer from OCD, so I overthink and overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
That song specifically, I had done it like a year ago, I think. And it took me like a really long time to be happy and satisfied with it. You know, I wanted to make it more appealing to a lot more people. So I guess my typical process is, I don't really have one, but it's also about conveying like a feel, like an energy and a vibe. So I guess it's about, that's usually my starting point. It's not like you get into a studio and you go, I want to write a song.
And I'm going to do it now. And I'm going to tune out. Yeah.
Yeah. It just happens.
Energy and vibes are very, very important.
Yeah.
And they say that like you become the people that you spend most of your time with. And there's all of that. When it comes to sort of picking what the people in your life are like, or what you want to be like, I mean, are you pretty conscious of this journey that you're moving through?
I don't think I have in the past, but now I'm starting to be more conscious of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the change?
I mean, obviously, doing music or being an entertainment, you know, you have to, it's a lot about self-expression, so you have to be more aware of yourself.
Mm.
And the more that I'm doing that for myself, the more I'm becoming aware of myself and my surroundings.
Yeah, it's a process, right? I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying and sort of identifying on some level.
Yeah.
Obviously not the same one because we're different people. I always worry though about like just falling into a trap of overthinking everything and being too self-conscious, and I don't know, maybe that I think about that means that I'm not in the first place. I don't know. Yeah. And then it's like difficult to fall asleep at night once you start going down that train.
That's me every other day.
Really?
Yeah.
So does everyone have to say to you, yo, it's okay, you just got to do X, Y, and Z? Or do you just love thinking about everything?
I don't enjoy the overthinking, but I think you surround yourself with people who kind of encourage you to do whatever it is that you want to do or pursue. But at the same time, I think it's important to have people that are honest. So for me, it's mostly friends. It's not like there are people in my life necessarily that are there for any other thing, like just music specifically or art or whatever. It's just mostly my friends, basically.
outside of your brother, what does the family think about the route that you've taken? I mean, do you send in the YouTube link for the video as it goes up?
That's an interesting question. So I have a son who's 7.
Awesome.
And I sent his grandmother. She's quite tech savvy. I sent her the links to the videos, and he saw the blonde hair when he saw me. He was here for the holidays. He's like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you do music? You know, he's always been sort of influenced by the things that I do, like DJing. You know, when he's with me, he sees me DJ. He's like, what's going on there? He sees me like trying to write songs, and he always mimics things that I do. So
curious. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Seven's a cool one. The reason 7 kind of pops out at me is someone was telling me the other day about this theory of 7s.
Yeah.
So this idea of every 7 years, or 7 being this really powerful number, that every 7 years, like a big change happens in your life, or there's something, or like the first 7 years are really important in terms of who you become and what you become. And this dad thing, this idea of, you know, you've created this other being in that. I mean, you must have done a massive change in your life 7 years ago when you had a son. Like, and how does it really shift? I know it's impossible to really explain until it actually happens to you. But what do you think the shift was? You've had 7 years to think about it now.
yeah.
What do you think it was?
It's just being responsible for somebody who doesn't really care for anything other than you. You know, they love you unconditionally, and they always look up to you. So I think going through that, experiencing that, was something that kind of shifted something in my head and made me realize, you know, the world's bigger than me. It's not about me.
Which is a great realization.
Yeah.
What do you think of this world we live in? When you go onto Facebook and you see what's happening, when you see what's trending on Twitter.
It's intense, man. I think sometimes people need to switch off. You know, like if you look at the world purely via social media, I think you could go crazy. You need to switch off at times. There's a lot of things that are going on. A lot of good things and a lot of bad things at the same time that are going on around the world. So I think, you know, with the access to to information, people need to be really careful. There should be a filter of sorts.
It's also like just connecting this digital world and this real world. Like,
yeah.
You can go onto Twitter and you can say, oh my word, what the hell is happening in the world? All these human beings, all 6 billion of them, are dumb and they're stupid and they're annoying, and what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah.
And then you can go into the real world and think that that's what all people are like, and then you don't know. It can be very confusing. But if, you know, we had to think social media is here to teach us something about ourselves, what do you think it is here to do for us?
I think for me, the one thing that it teaches us, or one thing that we can learn from it, is that we are all connected.
Yeah.
You know, people make so many connections via social media, making friends or following people, whatever, that doesn't translate into real life. It's like, yeah, well, that's just social media. And I think the one thing that we can learn from it is how connected we all are.
Yeah, I love that you say that, because it's a good way to look at it, because it can be overwhelming. And it can also, in some instances, it can expose sort of the big differences between people, but can also show the similarities in people and be used to kind of rally people.
Yeah.
When you think about the impact that you want to leave here one day, or you think about here was this guy, he was born in Durban, 10 years ago he moved to Joburg, he released some cool music videos, some cool songs, like he did some really dope stuff. What is it that you really want people to take away from your story now, and probably in the future as well?
That it's really cool to be yourself, you know? That's the main thing.
Yeah, I dig that. And do you realize how hard that is for a lot of people?
Yeah, I think it was hard for me. It takes a long time to be aware of yourself. And I think a lot of people struggle with being honest with themselves.
Mm.
So I think self-realization comes with being honest, you know? It's like, I am this type of person, and you need to be okay with that.
It's a process.
Yeah,
it's
and a lot process. Of people tend to, like, I guess, lie to themselves, or, you know?
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been very cool having you stop by. Is there anything that we still need to touch on, dude? Help me out, yeah. Do we need to plug anything? Do we need to...
Yeah, just you played the song already, and that's great. So, you know, more people, please listen to the song, share the song, check out the videos on YouTube.
So cool, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. That's Usanele there. And to keep up with you all day on social media, but remember, you got to switch off at some point, but you can touch base with him like every second day. That's fine. How do we do it?
So on Twitter, it's Usanele, U_Sanele, and the same on Instagram.
power. Well, listen, dude, thank you so much for stopping by. And I think on behalf of all the people that are consuming the stuff that you're putting out there, the stuff that you've been a part of putting out there as part of Boys and Bucks and now in an individual right, I think you've probably, without even realizing it, given people, you know, so much to dream about or so much to aspire to or so much to think about in a really, really positive way, which is really, really cool. And you can take that away on a Friday afternoon. Dude, thank you so much for hanging out.
Cool. Thank you for having me. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.